A very good morning to you. It is Monday, the 6th of April, 2020, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. As you face the new week, many of you are worried about what the future holds. Maybe some businessmen don't even want the lockdown to stop because they cannot face what's going to trouble them in the future. However, that is pure speculation, my dear friend, because the Lord says we must only be concerned about what we face today. Tomorrow has enough troubles of its own. How does a man complete a 1,000-kilometer walk? Very easily, one step at a time. And that's what you and I have got to do. Worrying will not help you one iota. I'm talking to mothers who are concerned about their children's education. I'm talking about farmers who are concerned about their crops that have been neglected. I'm talking about businessmen who look at the stock exchange and it's a nightmare. How do we handle it? Well, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." We need to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. If we look at Luke chapter 12 and verse 22, Jesus says to you and me, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith?" My dear friend, do not be concerned about tomorrow. Tomorrow, God has got in full control. This is Easter week, and you'll be hearing a lot about Easter time from me in this week. Enjoy today, spend time with your loved ones, and take time out to be with Jesus. Do not be concerned about tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow the Lord will come in His glory and take us home to heaven anyway. And all that worrying, all it did was made you sick. Keep your eyes on Jesus and walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. God bless you. Until tomorrow morning. Goodbye.